This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
That probably could have been our WTF. Me looking for hot Neanderthals.
But Kiki's parents, when they met you, were just like, damn. All right.
This is what you're settling with? All right. There you go. I charmed him. I got in there, and then I showed my true self. Of course, as always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Katie? So I'm just going to give you two words. Machete, Amish. What do you want me to go with?
Let's do machete, man.
Machete? All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Once it loads up. Of course. It's not loading. Hold on a sec. What is going on? Load. Dude, I got a virus now looking for hot Neanderthals on my computer.
There you go. Right.
Terry, I'm sorry.
Out of all of the porn you searched in your day, that's
hot Neanderthals got me. All right, hold on. Let me try it again. There we go. All right. This took place in Deer Park, Illinois. A 39-year-old guy peed the bed on Sunday night. We assume it's because he was drunk, but we're not sure. Maybe he got anxious, whatever. No matter the reason, his 39-year-old girlfriend was not happy.
No.
Not happy. So she grabbed a machete that I guess was just lying around, and she hit her boyfriend in the head with it. Fortunately, she hit him with the flat part, not the blade, but still swinging around a machete. He was taken to the hospital with a serious head injury, and she was arrested with two felony battery counts. Let's see her mug.
I thought she was going to straight up on the chopping block.
Oh, Lorena Bobbitt there?
Yeah.
No.
Machete.
No. So just gave him a little
nice
bop
lady
on the head. Yeah.
You know?
So do you come back from this? Like, here's the thing. They're just dating. It's not like they're married. It's not like they got to go, you know, split their assets. Like, if when you were dating your now wife and she got mad at you and took a machete and bopped you on the head, not the sharp part, mind you, okay, but she still gave you a whappy with the machete, would you be like, maybe I should go? Or would you be like, well, look, she didn't hit me with the sharp part. Maybe we can work through this.
No, no questions asked. She didn't know which end was the sharp part or not. She just got lucky. That's what she got. So, no, there's no chance that I'm hanging around by some machete-wielding broad that thinks it's okay to swing some machetes at you.
You know, we had this rough part in our relationship where she would swing a machete at me whenever I did something wrong. And we worked through it, though. With intense couples therapy, we worked through it. So it's okay.
You know, that's going in through the back of her mind, too. You know, when people bring up the situation, hey, remember when you swung the machete, you hit him with the broad end? Here in her head, she's thinking, yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know that was the broad end.
Yeah.
I got lucky on that one.
Well, you know, it's a good thing I knew it was the flat side, right, guys? It could have been way worse.
A couple glasses of wine in her with her friends. Well, let me tell you a story about that, huh? I had no idea that was the broad end. Yeah. I thought it was a double-edged sword.
Yeah, all the girlfriends know that she really tried to murder you right there because you peed the bed. All right.
She's telling all of her ladies, hey, so when you swing a machete at your husband, make sure that apparently the both ends aren't sharp. You got to find the sharp end.
It's crazy. And maybe, fellas, don't just have machetes lying around in the bedroom. I don't know what you got going on.
He's just Rambo. What are you doing?
I sleep with my machete underneath my pillow. All right, that's your WTF.